This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
16 after 10, we are in the second hour of the show on a Thursday morning. We talk all things relationship. And today we just want to find out whether there are signs and symptoms that indicate, maybe not symptoms, but the signs that indicate that one is losing themselves in a relationship. And to help us with that, we're joined by psychologist and life coach Elijah Paidi. Good morning, Elijah. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So we're talking about losing ourselves within a relationship. What does that really mean? And does it come with certain signs that might indicate that we are losing ourselves in that relationship?
Ooh, what a subject, Hlekani. Mm. Losing yourself. You know, when you are walking down the road and looking for directions to a particular place,
yeah,
it becomes so easy to go and ask somebody and say to them, "Sir or ma'am, I am lost."
Yeah.
But when you are in a relationship, do you even know that you are lost?
Not at all.
And if indeed you are lost, who are you going to ask to help you with directions? Mm. You know, it becomes very, very tricky. And I can tell you now, I wrote a book called The Relationship I Desire.
Mm.
And one of the things I speak about in there, I say, if you want to have a fulfilling relationship, the one thing you gotta do is to be yourself.
Mm.
Is to be yourself. Now, why is this important? I see on daily basis people coming for counseling that they are struggling, not because the relationship is bad, but they have lost themselves. They are not themselves in the relationship. They are trying to fit in. They are wearing a mask. They are living life on borrowed identity. And as a result, they are not going to build any fulfilling relationships because of that. So sometimes it sounds as if it's easy for you to pinpoint certain things. And usually you can see, if you go on Google, you'll see a lot of people are speaking about things that you can pay attention to,
okay,
to show that you have lost yourself. So they'll say to you, you are no longer paying attention to you. You don't speak out and so forth.
Sure.
But Shekani, you will be so shocked to learn that many people did not lose themselves in the relationship. They lost themselves before they went into a relationship. And they then went in there to find a relationship that fits in with the lost person.
Sure. Okay, so I mean, like you're saying, when you go on to Google and you search, you know, losing yourself in a relationship, they will tell you this person makes the decisions. You don't, yeah, you don't really have a say. Their opinion is what, yeah, the one that matters. And it made me wonder if you're losing yourself sometimes because someone is dominating you, does it mean that you're in a toxic or could be in a borderline abusive relationship? If you're able to be in a conversation that makes, I mean, a relationship that makes you lose yourself.
Yeah, number one. Most of the time, people who have lost themselves, and I said to you that most of the time we go in there having lost,
yeah,
ourselves.
Yeah.
So what we then do, we fall in love with the predators that are going around looking for whom they can oppress.
Hmm.
So the moment they find us, so what we also do, we then fine-tune ourselves to fit in with what's going to accept us.
Mm.
So we go in there for acceptance. Then as a result, we then get into a toxic relationship without realizing it. So we already suppress ourselves and go and involve ourselves with a person who's going to suppress us even more. So as a result, they get, you know, you get manipulated. No, if you love me, you'll do this. If you do this, you don't love me. If, you know, and you end up now trying to do everything to please that person, not because what you're doing is right or wrong, but purely because you want them to accept you. So you no longer make decisions. You allow them to make decisions purely because if I make a decision and they're not happy with it, they might not be happy with me.
Sure.
So I need to keep them happy at all costs by making myself to be sad at all costs. So you end up becoming a sadist without even realizing it. Now, Kekani, listen,
yeah,
to this. For,
yeah,
25 years,
yeah,
25 years, you lived your life without this person. He comes into your life only 6 months. Suddenly, I can't live without him. What happened?
Eish.
You've been living alone for 25 years. You've been okay.
Yeah.
For 6 months, you cannot live without him.
Sure.
Now, they also make you to believe that you need them. So they make, and this is, you know, most of these problems we pick up from our family of origin.
Mm.
Our parents, this thing of being told, you'll never amount to anything. Who's going to marry you? Who's going to love you? And you go through life believing that indeed nobody wants me.
Sure.
So when this abuser come and they seem to be giving you what looks like love, because you don't know what the true definition of love looks like, you fall into that, you give yourself in, and you sell your soul to them.
It is 22 after 10, and we continue with our conversation today. We're talking about losing ourselves, and helping us is Elijah Badi, life coach and psychologist. Elijah, before we even get close to wrapping this thing up, I want to find out, I mean, you know, it's just like directions. We can't literally stop and ask somebody, you know, we're lost. So how do we then know what our stance is with ourselves, you know, in terms of having lost ourselves? How do we then get to find out? How do we even gauge or measure whether we have lost ourselves in a relationship?
Aha, it's very easy. It starts with you. You need to ask yourself a lot of questions. Number one, you need to ask, where did I lose myself? Number one. Number two, who am I? Now, meaning, what values drive my life?
Mm.
What are my goals? What are my dreams? And this is I'm not talking about the relationship goals. This is I. Now, and let me measure myself. Have I achieved these things that I want to do? Am I living life according to my values or according to the next person's values?
Mm.
Am I able to stand for myself and protect what I believe in? If the answer to all these things are no, then you've lost yourself. That's number one. Secondly, you need to then go back to falling in love with yourself. And you need to accept yourself as you are. The not so good part about yourself and the good part about yourself. Because usually we take the not so good part and start to think that maybe we are worse. No. That's just who you are. You are made up of a combination of factors that make you unique. Accept that about yourself. Stop beating yourself up on a daily basis. And thirdly, you need to then look at the relationship. Ask yourself, what am I getting in this relationship? Is this an egalitarian relationship or is this a relationship that is one-sided? If that's the case, you need to ask, why is it one-sided? Is it I who's allowing it or am I involved with somebody who is toxic? And if that's the case, Kekani, 90% of the time you are not in love, you are in prison. Walk away.
And now that you're saying walk away, I just wanted to find out if, you know, all of those things that you mentioned are the kind of relationship we are in. Must we then step out of it? But then you said walk away, so I'll take that as a yes.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why I'm saying this. Now, usually, when you're in a relationship that doesn't allow you to be yourself, you cannot call that a love relationship.
Mm.
It's a prison, basically, because it only works when you lose yourself. And yeah. I've said to you when I started talking that in one of the books that I wrote, I said, in order for you to have a fulfilling relationship, you gotta be yourself. A relationship that does not allow you to be yourself cannot expect you to be in it.
Absolutely.
You cannot be in it. It's impossible.
Yo, Elijah, thank you so, so much for your time this morning. As usual, I wish we had more, but this is what we're given, and I'm glad that we got to, you know, get into the gist of this conversation. For those who would like to make contact with you, how can they do that?
Sikane, we are available on our website, www.theblv.co.za. They can call us, Sikane, 082-492-8274.
Thank you so, so much for the conversation.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.